Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at one of the most important Treasury decisions in modern tax law. It is called Treasury Decision 9636, and most tax professionals just call it TD. 9636, or the Tangible Property Regulations. It was finalized in September of 2013, and it changed how every property owner thinks about repairs versus improvements. Here is the core question the regulations answer. When you spend money on a building, do you get to deduct it this year as a repair, or do you have to capitalize it and depreciate it slowly over time? That question has real money attached to it. A repair deduction saves you tax dollars right now. A capitalized cost spreads those savings out over years or decades. Before these regulations, the line between a repair and a capital improvement was fuzzy. Taxpayers and the IRS argued about it all the time. TD 9636 drew the line clearly. Here is how the rules work. The regulations start with the unit of property. For a building, the unit of property is the whole structure together with its major systems, the plumbing system, the electrical system, the HVAC system, the roof, the walls, and a few others. If your work improves the system as a whole, that is a capital improvement and you have to depreciate it. If your work just patches a piece of a system without making the whole system better, that may be a deductible repair. To decide which bucket a cost falls into, the regulations use three tests. It calls in B, R, and A. B is for betterment. Did the work make the property materially better than it was before? If yes, capitalize it. R is for restoration. Did the work bring the property back after a casualty or fix a major component that was worn out? If yes, capitalize it. A is for adaptation. Did the work change the property so it can be used for a new or different purpose? If yes, capitalize it. If none of those three apply, the cost may be a deductible repair. The regulations also created some safe harbors. Small businesses with no audited financial statements can use the de minimis safe harbor to deduct small purchases outright without having to track them as assets. There is also a routine maintenance safe harbor. If you expect to do a task more than once over the building's life, and you have done it before, it may qualify as deductible maintenance. Now, what does this have to do with a cost segregation study? A lot. Here is the connection. A cost segregation study moves components of your building from the slow 39-year bucket into the faster 5, 7, and 15-year buckets. But before we can put a component into a faster class, we have to confirm that it was properly capitalized in the first place. If a cost should have been deducted as a repair under TD 9636, it never should have ended up on your depreciation schedule. You cannot accelerate the depreciation of something that was never supposed to be capitalized. So the tangible property regulations are the foundation. They define what is on your depreciation schedule. A cost segregation study works within that foundation. We identify the components that were correctly capitalized, and we make sure they are in the right depreciation class. When the study is done right, every component we reclassify was a real capitalized cost that qualifies for the faster write-off. That makes the study clean and audit defensible. One more thing worth noting. These regulations also formalize the partial disposition rules, which we cover in a separate episode on Treasury Decision 9689. The two go hand in hand. TD 9636 sets the rules for what you capitalize. 9689 sets the rules for what happens when you retire a component later. Together, they are the framework behind how cost segregation works today. The bottom line, TD 9636 is the rulebook for every cost on your depreciation schedule. A well-prepared study starts here and builds up from it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this regulation connects to your own property, visit your Reports Authority Library.